Thursday night was really bad. Halachavav, which is page Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. For those of you who have the Vilna Shasi, yeah, we only do one block. And I slept through that. I slept through that one too. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We did a blot. We did from Mem Beit Ma'av to Mem Gimel on Thursday night. Alright, you have a different Gemara. Perek Tes Lelavav, just for look for Lelavav. I don't know, the other Gemara should be here, I assume, but... Zikne also here. Anyway, good stuff tonight. Zikne also here, Rokhti Nidayim, but the elders of the city wash their hands in water. Welcome, Ari Foster Shlega, where they wring the neck of the calf. Running to say, Adenush Losh, of course, Adamazeh. They say, our hands did not spill this blood. The Gomer, etc. B'chio Lali, Ben Uriah of Tlacha, Basin Shavchi Dormem, the Basin of Murderers. Elo, rather, means Shalom Bali Adenu. He, and who he is, the Gomer will discuss, did not come into our hands, but Chernu, and we did not leave him go. Valori knew, and we did not see him, Inechnu, and release him. Hakonim Amin Kaper Lam Choy Yisrael Shabbadis Hashem. And the Kohanim would say the rest of the Pasuk, God atoned for the nation which you redeemed. They did not say the words, and the blood will be atoned for them. Rather, the divine spirit proclaimed to them, when you do this, the blood will be atoned to you. What if you found the murderer before the neck is wrung? There it may go out and graze as part of your flock. Mishanerfa, if it was already wrung, then tikaper in kamar should be buried in its spot, which is what you do with it anyway. Shal safik bar mitchilasa came for a safik, kipra sveka, and at the time was killed. The safik was still extant, it atoned the safik, vochala, and then it goes away. Nerfa egla, if you did already the wringing of the neck of the calf, vachakanim tzareg, and then you found the murderer, harezi areg, the murderer is killed nonetheless. Now, Rabbanan da'acha says the rabbis here, that means in Eretz Yisrael, patrin krog kariyei b'horeg, they interpret the pasuk as pertaining to the murderer, or interpret the Mishnah, I should say, more correctly, as pertaining to the murderer. Rabbanan the Taman, the rabbis in Bavel, patrin kari, they explain the pasuk and the Mishnah as pertaining to the Nerag, to the murder victim. Now, in fact, if you look in the Bavli here, you'll find that the Bavli only learns the Mishnah as referring, as it says here, to the murder victim as opposed to the murderer. And the Gemara now expounds on that. The rabbis over here in Bavel explain that it's talking about the killer, the murderer, that those words in the Mishnah, that he did not come into our hands, upacharnu, and we did not then let release him, v'loradnu, and not kill him, v'lorinu, nor do we see him, this murderer, v'inachnuhu, and leave him alone, v'imamnu, and gloss over aldino, the judgment which should have been meted out to him. For Rabbanan Taman, the rabbis in Chutzlaret and Bavel, Patin Kare Benerak. They explain the Pasuk and the Mishnah have to do with the murder victim. Loboya, then we did not come to our hands, Upachernu, and we did not then release him, below Avoya, without accompanying him. Velorinu, and we did not see him, Vinachnu, and leave him, below Parnasa, without providing him with food and beverage to sustain him on his travels. So it's a fundamental machlokas. What the rabbis are apologizing for or claiming they did not do wrong is it have to do with the murderer or with the murder victim. And of course, nafkamina, which you mentioned earlier, is what basin are we talking about here when they make an egluf? Is it a basin of 3 or a basin of 23? If you hold it's a basin, if you hold that it's a, the basin was is confessed, is talking about what they did, that they did not shirk their responsibility to provide companionship and protection and sustenance for the murder victim, then that applies even to basin of 3. If you're talking about the responsibility to kill all potential murderers, that applies to a basin of 23 specifically. Okay?
Now, According to the Yerushalmi, it's really talking about the murderer.
Yeah.
So why is there no point in doing Eglah Arufa if you know who the murderer is? I mean, isn't there still what to say that we're not responsible for his actions?
An Eglah Arufa is like an Ashem Toli. An Ashem Toli is what you bring when you're not sure if you sinned. The killing of the murderer is like a chatos. A chatos is what you bring when you're sure that you sinned. So too, they only bring that to the roof as long as they're not sure who the murderer is. When the murderer is, it's more important to kill him. This
right,
is like a stopgap measure.
According to Yerushalmi, even if you kill the murderer, isn't there what to say?
No, because like bringing Ashem Toli once you brought a chatos. You don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. Kapara is ratcheted up. Okay? So, as we said in Mishnah, Haskenim Rotim is Yedeim. The elders washed and rinsed their hands of Amayim and water on Mokar Fosar Shal Egla. So they wrung the neck of the Egla. Vorim, they say, Adeir Lo Shal Fosar Damazen. They say that our hands are not spilled as blood, Vagomer, etc. Vakoni Morin Kapel Amko Yisrael Koyonim say, Atone for your nation is over. Ruch HaKodesh Omeris. And the Divine Spirit says, Vini Kapel Amadon, the blood is atoned. Shloshim Mikres, then we'll be in Yanechot. There are three psukim which are stated here in one matter. That which one said, the other one does not say. That which the other one says, this one does not say. Meaning, the three different people speaking here. There's Kainim, the Kohanim, and Hashem. Right? Hashem is not a person. But, Kayetzibidar, you have a similar case like this. Kayetzibidavar, Atoimer, so do you say, in the Pasuk by Yehuda, Vatoimer, Tomer, said Yehuda, Hakim, no, recognize them, Yacho, Semes, Vapsilim, Vamataela. Who owns the seal and these strings and this staff? Adkan Amar Tomer, that Tomer said, Vayaka Yehuda v'yomer tzokim eni, Yaka Yehuda recognized it and said, she's more righteous than I am Kiel Kein lo satir v'shoyah b'ni, because this is because I did not give it to Shayla, my daughter, my son. Adkan Amar Yehuda, that Yehuda said, V'chal kodeh shoyim e'amar, and the Chumash itself says, V'lo yasaf ol l'dato, he did not continue to have relations with her. Shosh mikros nemu binyan echod. Here we have three more psukim in one paragraph, let's say. Masha amarze, lo amarze. Each one is referring to a different speaker. Kayetzi b'da simli to pasukim b'amidwar. Kayetzi b'davar atomer, it says, v'aysapu lo, they told him, le yom, and they said, bono lor, it's a sher shlechton, we came to land which you send us. V'gamzo abas cholavu dvash, he v'zeh priyo, and it's flowing with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Hat kanamar Yeshua, that was said by Yeshua. Eves, however, Giazoam, brazen is the nation, Ayushayborits, which is dwells in the land. Vorim, Betsuros, Gedolos, Mode, and the cities are very much fortified. Begamili, they are no queen of Shomonosis, descendants of giants. Akana Meraglim, that the Meraglim said. By Haskolev, so Moshe, Kolev silenced the nation to Moshe. By Yorme, he said, Alona, Lev, Yerashno, so we shall go up and inherit it. Because we shall be able to overcome it. Adkan Omar Kolev, that Kolev said. Shosh Mikros, and we've been Yenechad here too. We have three psukim in the same location. Mashomar Zelu Amar Zelu, Mashomar Zelu Amar Zelu. Each one is stated by a different person. Kayeti the Vedavar Simli, you say, When Sisera did not come back from wars, and in Vora's song about the event, she says, out of the window, the mother of Sisera looked, gazed, and she moaned or groaned. Till now, this was the mother of Sisera being referred to. The wise among her nobility response there. Aloyim tu yichalku shalo. They found and they distributed booty. Amru Kail said, this is stated by, he says here, the Yushami, her daughters-in-law, but name it means her, the nobility which surrounded her, Kormeneda gives a few pshatim, why it's specifically her daughters-in-law are mentioned, but it means the nobility surrounding her. The Ruach HaKadosh Omeres, and the Divine Spirit says, about Sisera, Kein Yovdu Kolevecha Hashem, so to all of your enemies should be eradicated. Period. All right, Pinchas. What does it say? Kaper Lamcha Sher Padis Hashem. It says that in Eglah Arufa issue.
Can I just mention?
Yes.
Curious. All these gentlemen, we mentioned these three personalities.
In the same area.
Is that unique? I mean, is there something special about these examples?
I don't know. It's a good question. I was wondering whether there was some specific meaning to them, and I couldn't come up with one. But you're welcome to try your luck. I don't know. This is worth. I don't know. This is a very strange thing, right, Pinchas? It's worthy that Egel Arufa should atone for Am Yisrael back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, the atonement of Egel Arufa is so powerful that it works retroactively for all generations of Am Yisrael. It's like Lavdil, the Pope, apologizing for all the generations of Christianity, right? So the Egel Arufa atones for all the generations of Am Yisrael back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm not sure exactly how it does that, but it's a very powerful statement. Maybe there's some connection there. That's right. It's a good point. I'm Rabbi Anna Ramis at Divrei Meir. Now, this is, as far as I could find today, I didn't search that diligently. This is not in the Bavli. But this, it seems to sound familiar. Maybe we had it before in the Masechta. I just don't recall. I'm pretty sure, maybe just because I repaired this Gemara twice. I don't know. But I'm Rabbi Yaakov, Rachav, Rabbi Yami, I'm Rabbi Anna, Divrei Meir, Afilu Arpa Chayev. Even if you wrung the neck of the animal, you're chayav. Now, I'll tell you about also vespino. If you slaughtered the mother of the calf and the calf on the same day, you're chayav and also vespino. Hi, it's not slaughter, right? It's not shechita. He holds arifas enough of a shechita, you should be chayav and also vespino. Do you remember such a discussion somewhere? No. Okay. Rabbi Akra Hashem and Rabbi Yami B'Shem Rabbi Shem B'Loger said no. I feel different. Mayor, on the contrary, even according to Mayor, Arpa Patur, he holds that even Mayor who holds the way Kormina explains it, that if you shecht an egg larufa, your chayev holds if you actually wrung its neck, your patur. If you designate an animal named Egla Rufa, and then you shechted it, even though you're not supposed to, that is also Vespino. But if you did a Rifa, your partner is also Vespino. That's how it's to be also Vespino.
We had also Vespino in the morning about someone that had beer with her mother.
Yeah, maybe that's because we had Yvonne with some relation. Yeah, but it seems to culminate that something like this does appear in Chulin. I don't know if Chul Nevavli, Chul Nevushami, but it does appear. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yilu, Rabbi Yilu said, Lefotra Mishum also Vespino, even if you shecht the calf, you're exempt because of also Vespino, ki Rabbi Shimon like Rabbi Shimon. Why like Rabbi Shimon? Because Rabbi Shimon holds that Shechita She'en Ruya Lav Shema Shechita. If you shecht an animal, it wasn't a proper shechita, it doesn't have the same shame shechita. And why is the shechita she'ena ruya? I'm Rabbi Yana, I said, Shamati lo gvul, because I heard a boundary, memasahi ne'aseris, from when this egel rufa become osir bano, when it's become, get the shame, the name egel rufa, it becomes osir bano, faridu, it says when they bring it down, that's a quote from the pasuk, mishas al roda, from the time that it's brought down. And Rav Yeshua b'Yitzchak achi b'chaim he kedusha. While it's alive, it's holy. So that's why it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya, right? Because it already has the status of an egg from the time we take it down to the valley in which you're going to wring its neck. So therefore, if you slaughtered it at that point, that's a shechita she'ena ru'uya, not proper shechita, and you're not chayav for yisrael vespino unless your shechita is a shechita ru'uya. Okay? So according to Rabbi Shimon, even if you actually, according to Rabbi Meir, Mor said, even if you wring its neck, you're still chayav. According to Rabbi Shimon, even if you slaughter it, you're still potter. Because Rabbi Meir holds shechita she'ena ru'uya shma shechita, and even arifa, and Rabbi Shimon holds shechita she'ena ru'uya lo shma shechita, and even the shechita of negel arufa is not ru'uya. Okay? Not suitable. Masnisa Amrakein, our Mishnah says this, now that the negel arufa becomes kadosh, because it says teitze v'tira be'eder. It says if you found the murderer, then it goes out and it grazes as part of the herd. Mayu teitze was why the language of teitze must be teitze mikdusha osa, must be that it's given. It's not actually kedusha, right? Because it's not a korban, but it's given its status as Eglah Arufa, and therefore if you find the murderer, at that point the status can fall off. That's the diuk of Teitse Mikdusha Sar, but the status it already had. Okay? Period. New issue. All right, Mitanya. Mitanya said, Vios. It's good that it says in the Mishnah, it makes sense that it says that even if you find the murderer after you did the Agrufa, you kill him. Meek, instead of mad, should say me. Meek, even he kaper lehem adam b'shazak. Does it say, and the blood will do atone for them, and then the Mishnah is silent, and then the Pasuk is silent? No, then do it. Afilu Kain, it says immediately thereafter in the Pasuk, v'atata v'er adam anoki mikirbecha, you should eradicate or purify the innocent blood from your midst, meaning that if you find a murderer, you gotta kill him, despite the fact that you did the Eglah Arufa already. Okay? Halacha Zayin is basically chazor on something we had similar earlier in Sota, except here in the context of Eglah Arufa. We had earlier in Sota discussion of when one aide saw that she was secluded, another aide said she wasn't. One aide said she was came to me, the other said she wasn't to me. So same thing here. Eide echad amer isi esahirik. One witness says I saw the murderer. Eide echad amer lo risi. Another aide says I didn't see the murderer. It was, I was there and I didn't see him. Isheres risi. A woman said she saw the murderer. Yishol amer so risi. Another person says. Another woman says she didn't see the murder. In these cases, hoy orphan, they would wring the neck because there's no definitiveness. One witness says he saw. Ushnaim or Lorena, two say they didn't see. Hoy orphan, then they also do arifa. However, Shnaim or Reinu, if two people said they saw, and one witness said he did not see, loy orphan, they did not do a rifa. Let's pursue the witnesses and see if we can find a murderer that way instead of doing a rufa. Gidu bar Minyamin, again, as I said, we had this already. Gidu bar Minyamin Shem Rav said, Kamakam, every place, Sheikh Shira Edus Aisha, every place they said the Edus of a woman is valid, Ki'ish, like a man's testimony, Aish Machish Aisha, a man can contradict a woman, Vaisha Machash Aisha, and a woman contradict a man, they're on equal footing. Nisne, so that's the case. Why didn't it say that in our Mishnah? It's a bigger Kiddush. Nisne Edo Merisi, so alright, let's say where one witness said, I saw the murderer, Yisham Rolori Isiha, and a woman says, I didn't see the murderer, or Yisham Rolori Isi, a woman says, I saw Venom Rolori Isiha, and a witness says, I didn't see. In other words, set it up in the Mishnah with the bigger Kiddush. You say a man can clash with a woman on equal basis here, so that's a very big Kiddush. Why did you say in our Mishnah? Tani debased Rebbe came, so now the Rebbe, they tackle with the Mishnah that way. Okay? Tani Sherem Nechemia. In the name Rebbe Nechemia, we learned, it's not a contradiction, it's just an amplification. Hochin Acha Rova Deus. We always go after the majority of people, right? If you have Adam Psulim, if you have 50 women against one, or even two against one, you always go by the majority. The majority decides. If we have two women said we saw the murderer and one woman said we didn't see the murderer, we wouldn't do the Eglah Arufa. Okay, because we go after the majority. That story about where it's one woman against multiple women. I skipped. If you have two women and one man, also Sokushne Aiden Vedechot. They made the two witnesses against one. Says more, no, that's not true. It's only by women against women. Avo, but a famous line. You man noshim veid echad. You had 100 women and one man. Kaid veid, it was like one on one. And therefore you would do that rifas egla. Because no matter how many women you are, have, they are equivalent to one man, not more than one man. Okay?
Reason number 7,000.
Yes, reason numbers. Just go on and on and on. Okay. Mishirabu Aratzchanim. Once there were many murderers, Bathlo Eglah Arufa. Now the Dvar Avraham, he asked, and Eglah Arufa was common before there were many murderers. It's such an uncommon thing. How can the Gemara, the Mishnah say, Bathlo Eglah Arufa? They stopped doing Eglah Arufa. I'm sure it was very rare to begin with. But it's not such a kasha. So they did it occasionally. Once there were many murderers, there was no point there anymore because, says the Korbanita, they knew who the murderers were. There was Murder, Inc. right? So therefore, what are they going to bother with Eglah Arufa? Thing is, what are they going to do about it anyway? Mishapoy Eliezer ben Dinai, when was that? When the time when the murderers Eliezer ben Dinai, when he came on the scene, Utchida ben Prisho hayat Nikra, and he was also called Chida ben Prushira, in a number of aliases, obviously. He was first called Chida ben Prisha, and then he was called Eliezer ben Dinai. And they went on to call him the son of the murderer. It's like we have Ben Torah, somebody who's a Ben. There's also Ben Ritzicha, and this was this fellow. Ben Break Torah, the son of murder, meaning that he's an aficionado of murder, okay? As a hitman. Halachades. Misharabu Amanafim, once there became many licentious individuals, Paskar Maimam Orim. They stopped with the waters of Soita. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sikori Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one who stopped it, but before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, obviously. Shemet says, Lof Korob Ben Osechem Kisiz Nera. I will not visit the iniquity on your daughters when they will be licentious. Now the pasuk goes on and says, and the Gemara brings down another fragment of the pasuk, but I'll read it, the full pasuk. I will not visit the sin on your daughters if they were licentious, and on your daughters-in-law if they are adulterous, because the guys took themselves to the side with the zonos, and with the prostitutes they had feasts. Va'am lo yavin, and a nation which does not understand, yilavet, they should remain confused. In other words, we're not going to give them the advantage of being able to resolve their sphakos by going and doing the sota waters. So that's what Gemara explains. The Chassid, it says, kihem im hazonos yipardu, yiparedu, since they go out together with the zonos. Chassid, it says, v'yisah yishol, la'allah, when is a woman accursed? You know, by the Sota waters, be of Amor, when it's within the nation, Bizman Shamo Shalom, when the rest of the nation is okay, and this woman is an aberration, so then we do Eglah Arufa. But then V'lo Bizman Shamo Prutzim, not when the nation is full of Prutzim. And also V'nikah Ha'ish Me'avon, says the man is clear of sin. Amos Ha'ishon no say it's avon. No, when is woman bear sin? Bizman Ha'ish Naki Me'avon, when the man is clean of sin. And here, of course, the men were ready off the derech, so therefore the women can't be checked as well. Okay, this is more or less in the Bavli as well. Now, Mishumesh Yosef Ben Yoezer, once Yosef Ben Yoezer, or getting off topic to where I got it to now. Mishmeis Yosef ben Yoezer is Tzreda. Once Yosef ben Yoezer of Tzreda, Yosef ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim, Yosef ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim died, but lo Eshkolos. Eshkolos stopped. Eshkolos literally means clusters. Shneimar says, Ein Eshkol Echol, there is no cluster teat. Bikura, a first fruit, Ipsa Navshi, my soul yearned for, but they didn't have any. Now, the Bavli just passes over. The Bavli just says, what's an Eshkolos? Eshkolos is Ish Asher HaKobo. Means a person of very broad horizons who really has, you know, a very well-rounded Talmud Chacham. Okay? Now, the Ushami, though, it's a very interesting discussion here. It says, the Ushami qualifies, it says, look, after all, you can come in. Look, after all, who came after Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yochanan? Says Ushami, Lomar Eshkol Rasham Rabbi Akiva. After all, Rav Akiva was after, you know, they were very important people, Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yochanan. But Rabbi Akiva, you don't have more bigger, he's a shkolos of Rabbi Akiva, right? So says the Yerushalmi, it means it stopped to Rabbi Akiva. Now it's interesting, the Yerushalmi is still not happy. The Chol Zugos lo yu shkolos. What? Nobody else was a man of clusters? Nobody else was a well-rounded Talmud Chacham? So, you know, what kind of business is this, right? Ella, this fascinating Ushami, Ella Elu Shimshu Parnosos. Until the time Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yochanan, they're also the Parnosim. They're also the temporal leaders of the nation, right? The leaders in the sense of they were involved in the governance of the nation. After that, After that, they no longer served as temporal leaders. Until the times later tonight, because we know, you know, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they too were Ishei Ishkolos, and I guess around the time Rabbi Akiva, who was a contemporary Rabbi Gamliel, it started again, that people started being involved in Parnassus as well. So says the Gemara, interesting thing. All the leaders of Israel during that entire time, one can cast aspersions against them. It's a shocking thing, right? When he can cast aspersions against them. So the Kervan Ada changes it to Eifshar. Lito Bem Dofi. But that begs the question, because, and that means that the next ones were bad. You could have cast aspersions on them. So somebody comes out looking bad. So I think the pshat is like this. The Girsa is proper. And it means that it used to be, you know, it's coming up on Purim. It says, Mordechai Yehudi wrote Mishnah Melech HaChashverosh V'rotzui lo rov echov. Why do I say rotzui lo rov echov? Does everybody remember? Not rotzui lo kol echov. Why do I say about Mordechai is only rotzui lo rov echov? Don't remember? No. Because it says that since he went out to work for the king, so Parshim Mimenu Mitzah Sanhedrin. You know, you go out, you get a job. You're not in Kolo, not a Rebbe. Do you think we're happy about this? So therefore, there's only Ratzi L'Rov Echov. So a similar thing over here, I think, means that as long as they're Parnassim, so people cast aspersions against them. Not Chas V'Shom that they deserve the aspersions. But that's the nature of the thing. You know, it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu used to go out to a Moed, so Am Yisrael used to say nasty things about him behind his back. By Moshe Rabbeinu, why? Because that's the nature of Jews, to say rotten things about their leaders, right? So that's what it means. As long as they were also temporal leaders, so people said rotten things about them. Once they were just talking to Chachamim, then people couldn't say rotten things about them anymore. Not that the rotten things were true, but that's just the nature of people. Okay? So that's what I think. Rabbeinu ben Bava, who was the first of the new type of leader, which was, did not have any temporal, you know, governing power, if Shalite Mem Dofi. Then, from then on, you couldn't say anything bad about them. Amra Rabbeinu ben Bava, they said Rabbeinu ben Bava, Shayukomasa L'Shem Shemayim. Everything he did for the sake of heaven. Elishagido ben Badaka, he did raise a sheep, a goat, actually. And that was a bad thing. And it's also brought down somewhere in the Bavli, I forget where. The Kachli Amai, this was the deed. Pa'amachos Chol, once he got sick. V'nichnu Sorov and Metzl, the doctors came in by in Levako to visit him. Armulos, they said to him, Ein lecha refua, you have no cure. El lechol of Roseach, except for fresh bubbling milk. Shergoneach, because he had some sort of cough or something like that. Ma, so what did he do? Lokach Ezi took a goat for Koshel Karim Itoso, and he tied it on to his bed legs. For Yerik Menachol Vilsech, and he would to nurse from it this fresh bubbling milk, I guess, directly from the others. Bishosh Yergonech, when he was coughing. Ukshabikshu Chachom Likonis, that's when Chachom wanted to come visit him, they normally said, Hechon Yichom Likonis, how can we go in? Falistim Yimo Baishi's got a bandit with him in the house, because Chazal made a decree that one should never raise sheep or goats in the city, because they go and they feed in other people's yards and fields and steal, right? So when he was dying, said, I have no other way except that this I transgressed what my friends decreed. In the Bavli, actually, it doesn't appear with his name. It just says, Hahu Chosin. Ukshemes, Dictu Huachomi Amaisov, when Chah died. So Chachomi, you know, the Spain in the old days are for real. So they wanted to know, does he deserve a good Hespate or not? They checked him out. So they checked him out. The Loma to be other, they found no other in his hands. El Avon also Aiz Bilvai, except for that vera of that goat. Omer Rabbi Shimon Zuzuri, Shabbos Abba, my father's household, you Balabatim. They were rich people, Bargolil in the Galilee. Why were they made desolate? Show you Donim Dinim Momenos Vecha, because they were haughty. They used to judge monetary matters with one single die as opposed to three, which is suggested. Megalim Bein Madaka. And they used to raise these, the small animals, the goats and the sheep. Kachi Chorish Echad, and there was one pasture, Hayalun, which we had Samukla here near the city, but and we used to go there to graze them, of course. But Hay says saw that Beinu Beina, there was a field between the us and the pasture. For he saw it sown, Nichneses Viotza Baderachaleh, and the sheep would go into that field and eat and thieve, you know, from that field, and therefore that's why all the property of my father's house was lost to me. Okay? Halachidav. Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Now, I saw it say the Ori Yosha brings down, this is not the Yochanan Kohen Gadol who was Kohen Gadol for 80 years and then became a Tzedoki. I don't know why not, but that's what he says. It was a different one. Yochanan Kohen Gadol every year said that's my story. Stop people confessing every 6 years that they had brought Meiser, every 3 years or something, that they had taken care of all their Meiser shading for the past 3 years, redeemed it, brought the money, and eaten a new shalom. Avubi tells them, and also stopped the wakers, Ves Hanokvin, and the bangers. And we're going to see what that means in the Gemara. Ad Yomav, until his days, Patish Makib Yushalayim, the hammers to be Yushalayim during Chol HaMoed, and he stopped it. Yomav, in his days, any of them circle showed my person not have to ask on the Mai whether it's Maiser or not. He just made take off the Mai because Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol's Takana was that he had the Maiser or the Mai from an Amoritz. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Achiyah B'Shem Shem Lakish said the balance of this Gemara, this entire Gemara, I should say, is brought down to Yushalmi Maiser Sheni, which we had a long time ago. And I have tremendous Charata now, in retrospect, when we learned Zroim. I actually used the modern editions of Zroim. It's a terrible mistake. Because I see now that I'm using the old editions, I have far more capacity to be creative. Really, which was the new editions, you feel, oh, whatever they say, Mr. Stoneman, it's good. But now that I use this, so I have much more of a feeling of creativity. And I have a lot more to say in this Gemara now than I did when we learned it in Meiser Sheni. So in any event, as you shall see. Amen. Says Rabbi said, "Masnisa our Mishnah story about." Now it says, "Kishenechted nechshedu," when they were suspected, the osnelsi ma'isa lekuhuna, which was a negative. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, "Look, you guys are not giving the ma'isa to the Levim like you're supposed to. Give them to the Kohanim, so you can't say the vidui ma'isa. Just forget it. You got to stop saying it." And after the Korbanim Moshe continued to explain the girsa, the sugya. As a negative. But we know, in fact, from our perusal of Shas, Bavli Yushalmi, that was the Takana of Ezra that the Levim should not get the Meiser. We just had Yevamos, I think. Why not?
Because they refused to come back.
Right, because they didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael at the time of Shiva Zion. They remained the Bavel. So Ezra made a Takana that should dafka go to the Kohanim. So the Gilin Ephraim changes it to Masnisa, and I think the Groach will change the Maisa Sheni. Masnisa Mishri Schilu Lios Noisni Maisa Lekohan Kuna. The Batavka had such a Takona. And that changes how you learn the entire next Sugya. Because Korei Pnei Moshe learned it one way based on the assumption that it was a negative, but that's not accurate, because we know that was a special Takona. Okay, Hazem Messiah Rabbi Yochanan. This is a proof for Rabbi Yochanan. I have a proof for Rabbi Yochanan Bechata. And argument Rabbi Yochanan in one thing. Now it's not, we haven't had Rabbi Yochanan yet, but we're about to learn one thing which goes like Rabbi Yochanan, one thing which doesn't go like Rabbi Yochanan. How so? So says the Gemara, the thing we learned Tamon over there in Yevamos, like we just had. Ubas koin lelevi, if a bas koin marries a levi, lo tochal, she can't eat, lo betruma v'lo b'maiser. She's only arusa, not yet in the sewer, right? So she can't eat truma from her father's house, and she can't eat maaser from her husband's house. Nicha b'truma lo sochal. Understand, the truma she can't eat, because she already is betrothed to a levi. But maaser, why could she eat? Manafshach, no matter what, kohanis eat tochal, levi eat tochal, kohanim get to eat the maaser, why could she eat maaser? Rabbi Hillel b'Shem Yochanan said, k'man damar ein noisni maaser l'kuna. That mission is going like the opinion which holds that you don't give maaser to kohanim. So obviously, our Mishnah, which holds you do give Maaser to Kohanim, like Takonas Ezra, is arguing on that Mishnah there in Yevamos. Now, in fact, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't necessarily hold like the Mishnah in Yevamos. So it's not really arguing Rabbi Yochanan. But since Rabbi Yochanan explained the Mishnah in Yevamos, that's going according to the opinion that you cannot give Meiser to Kohanim. So therefore it said our Mishnah argues to Rabbi Yochanan. But Slav Dafka, it argues Rabbi Yochanan. It argues that how Rabbi Yochanan explained the Mishnah there in Yevamos that holds that there's an opinion that you don't give Meiser to Kohanim. Heavy Duomer, Nursi Meiser Kuna, because our Mishnah says you do give Meiser to Kuna. And again, according to Gilead Ephraim's change in the first line, even the Chatchila nowadays you give the Meiser to Kohanim. Misayeo Delei. What is the proof to Rabbi Yochanan? Do Amar Kulan Lishvach. Rabbi Yochanan says everything Yochanan Kohen Gadol did was a praiseworthy thing. And therefore, if we say, like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, who said that Mishis Chigan Kohen Gilin Ephraim, Mishis Chil Yes Noisim Maisel Guna, that it was since the Ezra made a Takana that they should give the Maisel to the Kohanim. And therefore, Yochanan Gadol said, you can't do it anymore. Say the Vidui Meiser, that I gave the Meiser Lalevi. Because you're no longer giving it to the Levi. So that was a good takona. Because it meant it wasn't a problem that Amisor was giving Meisers properly. No, other rabbi, they were giving like Ezra and Misakin, not to give to the Levim. And that's why it was a good takona to take away Vidui Meiser, to indicate that they were fulfilling the Takon of Ezra not to give to Levim. So that's what I had to give to Kohanim. So that's what it means that the Yochanan's going God, the our Mishnah is to prove to Yochanan or to prove Rabbi Yochanan, and I said that Yochanan going God's Takonis were all made positive Takonis. Domra Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shalchu Badak B'Kol Arei Yisrael. He went and checked in all the nations of Israel. Umatot Shloyu Marfishen Elu Truma Gadol B'Vat. He found that they were, this is another one, which is a Shvach. He found this famous Braisa. He found that they were not separating anything other than Truma Gadol to Kohanim. Hava Maiser Rishon, Umaiser Sheni, to write the brother Maisers, Man Uyu Marfishen, Man Loyu Marfishen. Some would take off, some wouldn't take off. Amrei said, look, Hoilu Maiser Rishon Bavon Misa, since we don't take off Maiser Rishon, you die, if you eat, that's Tevel. Maiser Sheni, if you don't take off Maiser Sheni or Maiser Ani, it's also Bavon Tevel, same thing, you die, if you didn't separate it. Therefore, we gotta make a Takon of Demai. Yay! Adam Kore Shem Lutruma. A person who receives good produce from an Aroetz should designate the Truma. It doesn't cost him anything because Truma is a Mashu, right? Utrumas Meiser, and he has the Trumas Meiser, that's designated the 1/100th approximately, which goes to Trumas Meiser. The Noisel and the Kohen, he gives them to the Kohen. Meiser Sheni, and if it's a Meiser Sheni year, Mechal Olamos, he must redeem the Meiser Sheni at most, and she has it all. And said of Ashar, the Korbanei changes to Umaiser Rishon, and Meiser Rishon, and Meiser Oni, he gets to keep. He doesn't have to give it away. Why does he get to keep it? If you take off the Meiser Rishon and Meiser Oni, because they're not Kadosh once they're taken off. Who's supposed to get it? A Levi or Nani, we say, Amotsu Mechaber Lava Raya. Prove that Meisers was not taken off when the Amoritz had it, right? The Mai is only Misafik. Maybe the Amoritz didn't take it off. Prove that it didn't take it off. Then I'll give you the Meiser Rishon and the Meiser Nani. Okay? It says Marviz Vada. Somewhat. But we have Kavan and all the Philos we say. So we'll say the Vidui Meiser, big deal. What do you care? It says, I'm ready to let know. Kasu lifnei ha-makom. Especially because we're doing the right thing, right? Because the reason why we're not giving to the Kohen is, to the Levi is because Takona Ezra, not to give to them. It says, kasu lifnei ha-makom. It causes anger for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mishu oimer ha-sisi v'lo aso. It's taken. Saying the improper things, even if you were right in doing it, but to then say things which are not true is a bad thing. Especially because it indicates that tefillos are mumbo jumbo and meaningless to us. And even though it might be true, we certainly don't have to go about publicizing it.
All the senses of Vidu is different than tefillah. Vidu is a statement about the status of what a person has done and what remains.
Right.
So
what's the answer?
We're not changed the gears.
I don't understand the question. I guess that's my point.
Oh, you don't understand the question because...
Because what you said.
You have to be in a tefillah. You can be elastic, but
well,
not every day.
One thing, but you know.
This is a legal statement to be the advisors. They got to be exact in it. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, I like that one. Okay.
Why not change the girsa?
What? Because it's a mitzvah to say it says in the Chumash. That's a mitzvah to say in the Chumash. It's not a, like you said, it's not a tefillah. You can't just change it. That's how he's right. I know it, he makes some. He adds neifich to what you said. In other words, let's change it because it's just a tefillah.
Well, we change it from Levi to Cohen. We could choose
no,
the tefillah.
But the pasuk has a whole text.
Yes. Right. The pasuk has a specific text to say that obviously can't be tampered with. That's good. That's, okay, that makes sense. Says the Gemara. Me'ata, but look, even Bizman is that we know after Akonis says that there's still some people who give to Levim. We know the Gemara said then the Yevamis, right? That's Rabbi Yochanan brought down the top. There's Warren Yevamis says he still daf kef to Levim. So let's make two minhagim. Me'ata mishu marfish yisvada, mishenu marfish lo yisvada. Somebody who takes off, sure, gives to Levi, he should be mitzvada. Somebody who doesn't, or gives it to the Kohen instead, he shouldn't do vidui. So, and now, then the way I want to learn it, that's the end. The Gemara doesn't answer that question. And I guess the answer is obvious. We don't want to have two groups in Klal Yisrael. The way most of them in Farshim here learn, it's the next line is an answer. They used to say the vidui, which had to do with the technical details of where I gave it to, that they used to say silently, and the people who didn't give it properly, because they fulfilled Takonas Ezra differently here. I want to learn, this line of Kado the Tani is not in the Bavli. So it's only in the Ushami. And I would like to learn differently, and again, this is different than I learned it when we were in Meiser Zhreni also. It says here, and next line, Esama Orin. And it says, as you see Esama Orin, and it says in Mishnah, Yogan Kodigo Statum Orin. And also, and it says here, also, who are they? The people who show you all mean the Levim, it says, and they used to say, Shir in the Beis Mikdash, Ura Loma Tishan Hashem. Why do you sleep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They would say, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. So, and the Chiyesh, Shena, Lefnei HaMalchum, is asleep before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but look, Farnamar, Lo Yanum, Lo Yishon, Shemei Yisrael, he doesn't sleep. Matam Lomar, by, alright, so that's the case, Matam Raikats, Ki Yoshin Hashem. It says that Hashem woke up as if he was sleeping. Sleeping, it's as if Kili Yeshvon of Shena. It's as if he slept. B'shoshi Yisrael B'tzara, when Am Yisrael is in anguish, Umasalam B'Ravacha, and the nations are doing well. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asleep. It looks thus. The Chenuah Sotu says Uvahamro Sam, when they rebel, Abiso, Tolan and I, my eyes rest, meaning I don't look at them. It's as if I'm sleeping. But I want to say that really, Esama Orin, which he canceled in the Beis Hamikdash, was Kador Detani Arash Kivo Yomin Kol Namuch Mikan Veloch Yomin Kol Gavoa. That's also part of the Esama Orin that he canceled, because that implies HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen to what we say silently. Understand? Because Maori means HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes awake and sometimes asleep. If you dive in part silently and part out loud, that also indicates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or part, say part of the legal incantation of Vidui Maizos, part out loud and part quietly, so indicates HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes paying attention, sometimes not. So Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, rather than allow the minhag of Ma'arin, right, he canceled the Vidui Maizos altogether. So beforehand, until Yochanan Kohen Gadol was there, so some people would say quietly, some people would say aloud, but part of it they'd say quietly, and the rest they'd say aloud. And then Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, forget it. No more Vidui Maizos, because we're not doing it that way. And this is like Ma'arin to those who say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you sleeping? So that's all what I would want to do, is move the words Es HaMa'arin, which are anyway a quote from Mishnah, to before Kehador Detani. And Kehador Detani then becomes the explanation of what Ma'arin was, which we're no longer supposed to do. Okay? Because otherwise, this thing of Ashkifa, to say part silently, part out loud, should be brought down in the Mishnah and the Rambam as being the minhag after Yochanan Gadol changed stuff around. But obviously that must be something which he canceled as well, and there's no longer any Vidui Maizos altogether. Anyway, going on. Es Anokvin. He canceled the Nokvin. It's interesting, this is an issue actually in pre-World War II Germany. They would stun the calves for the korbanos before they shechted them. So they wouldn't, you know, flail around and cause trouble. So he stopped that. There's another version in the Ba'an, because sometimes they would trip up the animal, because you knock the animal on the head, sometimes you're going to pierce its brain and cause it to be a trafe. The other shot, which is Bavli Mizan, not Yerushalmi, is that they used to scratch the animal, so blood would fall in its eyes and stun it, you know, and discombobulate it, and then he would throw Yochan Stah, because it looks like Matil Mum B'Kotchim. It looks like a mum. I'm not sure why it's not actually a mum, but in any event. So if he stopped this minute. How long are you going to give them this bech to eat nevelos? Because you're killing the animal basically before it gets to the shechita. So he made for them rings to hold the animals in place while they were slaughtering. Made them rings, which were broad on the bottom to fit the animal in, and so it's and now on the top to pin the animal's head once it's in the ring, to pin it in place so they'd be able to slaughter with greater ease. In those days there would be hammer blows in Yerushalayim to the beginning of his day. There's going to be that he did it l'shvach. So right away he became going go. So he stopped them from working on Chol HaMoed. Why do people not have to ask about tonight? He put people in charge of the Takon of Tamai. It's interesting that Zugos, one Mashgiach was, and it wasn't enough. He put groups of Mashgichim around that they should be involved in making sure there's no more Tamai in the marketplace. Interesting. Okay, that's all according to Rabbi Yochanan holds, that they were all positive takonas. Milsa the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi said, however, Amra me'en l'gnai me'en l'shvach, some of them were negative, some of them were positive, and this is not in the Bavli of Yeshua ben Levi Shita. Bavli takes them all as being l'shvach. Yeshua ben Levi doesn't. Tam Rabbi Yeshua Shari, Tam Rabbi Chiv, Shem Yeshua ben Levi, but when Yeshua originally, Hoyu a Meiser, Neiser, Shloshel Chalokim. This Meiser was distributed into three parts. Now the Bekorbein says Maiser Sheni, but the Pnei Moshe says Maiser Rishon, and that also seems to be the way the Mefarshim learn Masechta the Maiser Sheni. He used to buy three parts of Maiser Rishon. Now it seems to be after the Takana of Ezra. Now he did deprive, and this is a fascinating thing, now he did deprive the Levi of it, but he didn't give it all to Kwanim. Shlishim HaKorei Kun Levi, the third went to the Kohen and Levim, who you knew were good guys, or you gave it to Kohen and Levim, actually, who you knew. That's actually what it means, I'm sorry. You gave the Kohen and Levim, which you knew, to Baal Bayis, who gives 33% to Kohen and Levim he knew. Ushlish Lotzer, 33% he will give to a treasury in Yerushalayim. Ushlish Lanim Lechavim Shri Yerushalayim, and a third will go to the poor people and to Tamei Chachamim, who you knew Yerushalayim. Amr Rabbi Yisrael Bun said, "My dad was solely made in Yerushalayim. Anybody who would go up to Yerushalayim to din. Now, according to the court, it means anybody who would go up to litigate in Yerushalayim to be involved in a court case. All you add plus Igrinar v'Yoyvi delay. The first three times he had to go into the summit, the court, he would pay on his own. From then on, he would be paid from this otsar in which they used to put the maestros." But the way the Korban Pnei Moshe learns is more fascinating. Actually, Pnei Moshe says, means somebody went up to be a dayan in Yerushalayim. Now, the Pnei Moshe then gives a complicated pshat. But I think that the way to learn pshat with the Pnei Moshe can be similar to the Korban Eda. Ad klas ha'igun, first three times you'd have to pay his own way to dayan. He would be paid from this Meiser fund. Now, be that as it may, what I found fascinating, and of course I didn't think about this when learning Meiser Sheni, because I wasn't yet attuned to thinking this way, but Lemaisa, there's a famous Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shmita Yovel, one of the most famous Rambams which exist. Most Rambam says there that not just Shevet Levi gets supported by the Mitzvahs of Am Yisrael, but anybody who wants to be a Talmud Chacham and wants to sit and learn and be Yoved Hashem, Yizakeo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Parnosa Muetes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a small Parnosa just like Shevet Levi. Right? And it's a famous Rambam, everybody quotes, because even though the Rambam is anti-Koilo, the Rambam holds that the person who does sit and learn will somehow have Siyata Yishmaya to be supported. So the Shaila is, where the Rambam get that? The Radbaz says, he thought it up. The Rambam, it's a good sparah, the Rambam thought it up. But actually, according to the Pnei Moshe's Pshat, even without the Pnei Moshe, you can say this, because it says here explicitly, they set aside Maisa Rishon, which used to go to the Levim exclusively, and they gave a third of it to a treasury for the judges, and a third of it to the Anim and Chaverim, Shayub Yushalayim. So they weren't supported from the public dole, but they were in fact given Maisras. So the Rambam learned from here that just like Levi gets Maiser, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the vehicle of Takonas Chazal, gave Maisras to the Talmidei Chachamim to support them. And the Rambam learns out from this and says that any Talmid Chacham can be supported from the Maisras given to the Levim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously provides for him, even Bizman Hazeh, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for the Levim and Talmidei Chachamim through this vehicle at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? I don't know if that's correct or not, but it seems that reasonable from this Gemara over here. Anyway, Mishaba Elazar ben Besor of Yehuda ben Bechorah. Once Elazar ben Besor of Yehuda ben Bechorah came, however, they were not poor, and it seems they weren't Levim either, and they just came and took the Meiser from the Yotzer, right? Ayanadnas of Izra. For it says, Fake of Yehuda Michos, and Yochanan Kohen Gadol should have done something about it. But lo Micha, he didn't do anything about it. So this is actually a gnai. The reason why I stopped doing Meiser, according to Bishop Malevi, is because they weren't doing Meisers properly anymore. They were giving it to the Balei Zroa, the people who are strong-arming, were come and take it, and it wasn't being done properly. B'zel l'gnai. As the Moirin that he canceled, the Moirin, the wakers uppers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's l'shvach, that's praiseworthy. That's anoikvin, and the fact that he canceled the people who used to stun the korbanos, that's praise l'shvach, that's praiseworthy also. Atchilas Yom is the beginning of his days, and that's praiseworthy as well, because stop working Chol Moed. Rabbi Chis, see the Shol, Rabbi Chis, Rabbi Chis, see us, Rabbi Chis, Lomi Stabra, at Sof Yom Hav. If we're going to say that he was not such a great guy, maybe it makes sense to say that his whole reign, he let them work on Chol Moed. And only at the end of his reign, he stopped them from doing it. Amar Lisa said, I found a Sof again. I also hold that way. Demai, what's the etymology of the word Demai? Rabbi Yezir Shere Yavon, Rabbi Chisim Shere Yavon, you know, the Bazi said, Demai means, Dami, Demi talking, it should be Udemi, low talking. So, whose is fixed up, and whose is not fixed up. Meaning, we're not sure whose fixes up his fruit property, who doesn't. So therefore, since we don't know which it is, so therefore, Misafik, we take off on all the fruit, Trumasumaisers. Oh, let's go a little bit further, still 4 more minutes. Mishabava, what time do you have? Sorry, you have an accurate watch?
10:14.
All right, we'll stop here for today. Lemaisa, I thought maybe we'd be able to finish tomorrow night, but it doesn't look like it. The long drive. So probably realistically, no, I don't think so. You think so? Maybe it's all I got it that we'll be able to do it here. Looks like it's mostly a got it though. All right, we'll try and finish by tomorrow night. Next Monday and Tuesday we don't learn.